Hey guys, this is Nick Murray, and I'm working on a big rock trailer hybrid mix here, and I've been doing quite a bit of mid-side processing. Now, you may have heard that term thrown around in the music industry quite a bit, and you might not know what it means. So without going into too much depth, I'm going to show you really how to attack that concept really quickly and get some amazing results. Basically, what it is instead of thinking about your stereo field in terms of right and left, think about it as what's coming out of the middle versus what's coming out of the sides. So it's kind of a virtual concept, but you can process it, and there's some really easy plugins to get some really great effects. So I'll show you what I'm working on here, and hopefully it helps you too. Okay, so we've got our cue here. It's called Mech Minded by Autokate and Brian Skeel, and this is the title track off of their new album that's coming out soon. And what we're gonna do here is let's zoom into this stem called Chrome Accents. I'll play it for you here in context first. So here's what we're listening to. So that's a really cool synth sound. It's got some low-end information and some high-end. However, we've got those big, thick guitars that are kind of taking over right there. So I want to make this stand out and give it a little bit of width. So the first trick here is to pull up the Shep 73. Now, first thing you're going to want to do is change it from stereo mode into mid-side mode, MS mode. And this is going to enable us to process the mid channels right here versus the sides. And the effect I want on this is to make it sound wider, but I just want the high end so that it pokes through and kind of pings back and forth. So let's go ahead and come down here to the mid-range frequencies. Bump it up to about 4.8, and I'm going to start pulling this fader up, or this knob, and take a listen. Now I'm going to pull down the middle of the low end a little bit too. So it's really kind of opening this sound up. So literally that took 5 seconds. Now let's hear how it sounds in our mix, see if we can hear it better with all the other big stuff going around. So that's just awesome. We get to EQ the sound, but we get to place the location of it at the same time. Very, very cool. Okay, so the next application of this is going to be on guitars. Let's go ahead and zoom into one of our guitar tracks right here and take a listen to how they sound. Okay, so they're nice and thick, but again, they sound kind of grouped in the middle, and I want them to be more expansive. So let's pull up the plugin called Center, and this is like as easy as it gets, but it still sounds great. So basically, you've got your center channel and your sides. So what we want to do again on this one is make the sides larger and give it more expansiveness here. So I'm going to pull down the center a little bit. I'm going to pull up the sides a little bit. You can also adjust the frequency low or high, or the punch toggled between center or sides. So let's take a listen here, and I'll kind of adjust it as we go. Okay, so let's take a listen to that in the mix. We'll turn it back on and hear if that makes a difference. And this is with it off. and on one more time. All right, so there you go, guys. Again, that's just some really quick tips on mid-side EQing. I hope this helps, and I hope it brings you some creativity and some spark into your productions. And I'll see you guys next time.